sucking cock backstage at the Armory in order to get a pass to see some big rock group for free.
Hey, 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 all you girls in these industrial towns. I know you're probably getting tired of all the local clowns. They never give you no respect, they never treat you nice. So perhaps you ought to try a little friendly advice. Be a crew slut.
Yeah, you'll love it.
Be a crew slut.
It's a way of life.
Be a crew slut.
See the world. Don't make a fuss, just get on the bus. Add water, makes its own sauce. So you don't forget, call before midnight tonight. The boys and the crew are just waiting for you. Footprints.
Be a crew slut.
Hey, you'll love it.
Be a crew slut.
It's a way of life. I ain't gonna squash it, and you don't need to wash it.
Crew slut.
Hey, I'll buy you a pizza.
Be a crew slut.
Of course, I'll introduce you to Warren. The boys and the crew are only waiting for you. Rubber too, shrink tubing with a hairdryer.
Just spot on the bitch for a guy with a wrench and the accrues.
You like that, huh? I told you you'd love it. It's a way of life.
Guys in the crew have got a present for you.
For me?
We got a present for you.
What do you got? What are you gonna give me?
It looks just like a Telefunken U-47. You'll love it.
With leather.
Hey, this is Ella.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg. And we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
All right, excellent. Sounds like a rowdy time. Get carried away with this. It's comic book radio theater! Just gonna spit it out, just like that. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. I'm with you to 6 in the morning, reading your comic books, playing your music, new and old. That's what I'm gonna do for ya. Well, I read you one comic book for tonight, and that's it. I'm going to dip into the CKUW audio archives, and I'll get you another comic book read to your ears. CKUW 95.9 FM, you're here with in the late night with us. That's what I'm trying to get to. All right. What shall I read to you? It is The Joker, number 2, from July of 1975. This one has the Joker. You are following him while he's trying to pull off a crime. And, you know, he's met a really unusual person that's, you know, different from himself. The Joker's always laughing. He's dealing with someone who's always crying. They're sad. They're depressed. But crimes must continue, whether happy or sad. Crime must go on. That's the gist of this comic book. What will happen to the Joker, and what will happen to the guy he's setting up to do crime for him? Okay, that's the premise of the comic book of Joker number 2 from July of 1975. When I go for a break, or my past self went for a break, we'll listen to a lot of music. Actually, a lot of this music that I got here for you, it's kind of like disco before disco happened. Yeah, so in break number 1, new at the record stores at the time, July of 1975, that summer brought you Casey and the Sunshine Band, as well the Bee Gees. So, Bee Gees, Casey and the Sunshine Band, that's what you will get. All right, you'll get also this as well. We'll listen to Shannon Curtis. She's from Tacoma, Washington, if my memory serves correct. Shannon Curtis is going to do a Don Henley cover for you. You'll recognize it the moment the drum beats start up. Yeah, she's going to do an electronic cover of a Don Henley song. Okay, all right. Anything else to do? No, other than press start. Go, and that'll be how things turn out. All right, keep turning your ears to Late Night CKUW, the 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg in Manitoba, in Canada, in to your mind and brain and all that. All right. I'm just fumbling around for words, don't know really how to end this all off other than to say thank you for listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg. Thanks for listening. Thanks. We'll be right back.
Let's go to it. This week's comic book radio theater is The Joker, number 2, published July, the year 1975. Denny O'Neill and Julius Swartz, the same wonderful folks who bring you the Batman, presents The Joker. In the sad saga of Willie the Weeper. The world's foremost clown prince of crime. The Joker. He accepts his strangest challenge of his criminal career. He is to help a fellow crook overcome his horrendous handicap. But you know the Joker. He doesn't do zip for anyone without expecting a return in profit. The Joker is the most devious double crosser. They're all a part of this tale. It's midday at the Arkham Asylum for the criminally insane. A most unpleasant midday.
Idiot! How could you be fooled by that?
The jail warden is pointing at a bed in a jail cell. There's a stuffed body in that bed.
We looked at it. At night, it sure looked like the Joker. Green hair and all.
Only the hair was really grass.
There's a playing card on the stuffed body lying on the bed. It reads,
"Gone on vacation. Back in 20 years. Ha-ha! Find the Joker.
This is the fifth time you've let the Joker escape. Well, there won't be a sixth time.
You mean we're fired?
Yes! You're lucky I didn't have you prosecuted! Prosecuted!
And thus, the hapless prison guards, they slink away. But remember them. They are Benny and Marvin. We'll be meeting them again quite shortly. Now, though, let's look in on the Joker in his private lair, the Ha-Ha-Ha Hacienda. The Joker is throwing darts at a poster of the Batman. He is in his Ha-Ha-Ha Hacienda with Willie the Weeper and one of his helpers.
I want to thank you for helping me. Take leave of that accursed Arkham Asylum.
My pleasure, Joker.
What did you say your name is?
Willie the Weeper. Silly, isn't it? I have this problem, Joker. And I hope you can...
Joker!
Ah! I must admire your enterprising ways, Harold. You've got the stuff that made this country great. I'd like to shake your hand.
Really? Okay, but no tricks. No tricks, Joker. Or I'll blast you where you stand.
Oh, tricks! Tricks me? Oh, Harold, you hurt me. So it's only fitting that I hurt you? Most joy buzzers deliver only a mild shock.
The Joker shakes hands with Harold, giving him quite a buzz.
But I've juiced up my joy buzzer to 250 volts.
The Joker grabs a vase from a mantle. He hits Harold over the head with it.
99, Harold! Dispose of him permanently. But he knows the location of my hacienda secret hideaway. Willie the Weeper, help me drag him to the incinerator. Shoot. You know what I'm talking about. Ta ta ta, Harold.
return to the Joker after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. All right, already off to a less than brilliant start, but I don't know. That just does not stop me. Okay. Let's do our ads. Let's see. This is for, and you've heard these ads before, many, many, many times before. It's for a certain type of dessert snack that has a lot of fruit in it. What am I talking about? Superman in the Sky. A newspaper reporter is snooping around Clark Kent's apartment room. He's just about to open up a closet.
Hey, here's a secret spring.
Hey,
it's a secret closet. And look, Superman's clothing. Could Clark Kent be Superman in disguise?
Superman is outside of Clark Kent's apartment building. He is looking on in.
My telescopic vision tells me someone's found my spare costume.
Wait till the boss sees these Superman outfits. Clark Kent will never scoop us again.
This is for, well, it looks like it's for a contest. Got a, I guess you just send in your name and address and you could win these prizes from this gum company, chewing gum company. What am I talking about? Enter the Razzles Dazzle Sweepstakes. Win a grand prize, a trip to Walt Disney World, or one of 2,670 other exciting prizes from sweet and juicy Razzle's gum. There's 1,500 Reggie Dazzle, Reggie Razzle dolls, excuse me. 120 M&E jukebox jamborees. Play records at home on your own jukebox. 35 inches high, flashing lights, mod design, two-speed phonograph from Enemy. 275 Emerson walkie-talkie sets. Send Morse code, talk to your friends, indoors and out. No wires, hours of fun with Emerson. 500 Mattel slinging slot machines. The excitement and action of a slot machine. Fast action, test player skills from Mattel. Also, 275 Imperial Magimatic camera outfits. Complete ready to shoot kit features. Instant load camera. Kodacolor film. Magic cubes. Case and album. All from Imperial cameras. Contest expires June 30th, 1975. Void where restricted. For details and rules, see your retailer or send your name, address, and zip code to Razzle's Dazzle Sweepstakes Rules, P.O. Box 1464, Westbury, New York, zip code 11591. Enter the Razzle's Gums Dazzle Sweepstakes. Win a grand prize, a trip to Walt Disney World. Disney World.
What does the sports star say when they win a championship? Where are you going to go now you won the Stanley Cup? I'm going to Disneyland or Disney World. I can't remember. All right. So be it. Not remembering. Okay, here's an ad for something you could do at home, and you'd get an education out of it. What am I talking about?
Are your children ashamed that you never finished high school? Maybe your kids have never come out and said it, that they're ashamed that you never finished high school. But it's the kind of thing a mother can sense. You may have explained that there were good reasons for your dropping out of school when you did, but all a child can see is that many of his friends' mothers are better educated. And even though they aren't any smarter than you, they somehow speak just a little bit better and seem to know more about a lot of things. The part that hurts so much is that you would like to finish high school. If only there was a practical, convenient way. It'd be nice to learn some office skills at the same time as well. Something that could lead to an interesting job. Make your family proud of you and bring in some extra dollars too. Seems like an impossible dream, right? It isn't! It isn't! Now, Wayne School Home Studies offers you a chance to get your diploma and the job skills you want, both at the same time! So pleasant, in your own home, with clear, easy-to-read lessons and assignments that you complete at your own pace, and then send in for grading by mail. Wayne School Home Studies wants to help you, but you've got to take that first step. So, if you're 17 years or older, mail for your free booklet, How to Finish high school at home. There's no obligation. Write to Wayne School, 417 West Dearborn, Department 67, Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60605. Wayne School wants to help you finish high school at home. There's something really kind of condescending about this ad, and you listening can't see this obviously, but there's this picture of this woman. It looks like she's rather discontent and downtrodden, and she's just finished drying off the dishes. She just finished doing the dishes. She doesn't look happy with her lot in life. Anyway, that's it for ads this turn. Let's go back to our story. Yes, yes, yes. What is the Joker up to? All right. We now return to the Joker. Number two, this is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM,
the University of Winnipeg. 99 Herald! Too bad I have to dispose of him permanently, but he knows the location of my see and the secret hideaway. Drag him to the incinerator chute, Willie. Ta-ta, Harold, like all the true double crossers, they're going down to a very hot, hot place. Which brings us back to your problem.
Joker and Willie the Weeper are out on the streets. They are trying to jimmy open a gumball machine.
That's it. That's it. Crack the lock on that gumball machine. We'll see how you react.
The lock is broken by Willie the Weeper.
Good. Catch the loot. All those pennies in your handkerchief and we'll be off.
I'm going to get away with it.
You nitwit. You're letting the stolen pennies drop from your handkerchief.
walking down the street, they spot the Joker. Joker is standing with his back turned to him, so he doesn't notice them.
Benny, look, it's him.
Yes, Marvin, the creep, the Joker, who lost us our jobs, the Joker. Come on, let's get him.
Hold it there, Joker. Hold it there. You're under arrest.
Who? Associates from Arkham Asylum. Oh, so pleased to see you again.
Watch it. This character is a trickster.
Oh, not at all. Here's the evidence. Here's all the evidence that you need. These gumballs I stole.
What?
Joker swiping gumballs?
Well, he is crazy.
Crazy like a proverbial fox. These are really rubber bulbs filled with onion juice.
Hooray!
Benny and Marvin just stand there trying to water out their eyes from the onion juice.
Look at them cry.
Well, very, very, very funny, but we best make our getaway. Well, they're temporarily blinded, that is.
Back at the Ha Ha Hacienda.
It's amazing, Willie. When you saw someone else weeping, you laughed.
Yeah, I did.
And just as good, you escaped the law.
I escaped, didn't I? I committed a crime and got away with it.
Oh no, not again. Just when I thought you were cured. Let's sit here and talk this over.
This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. You are listening to a reading of The Joker, number 2, July, the year 1975.
We'll be right back. next trick?
Fruitpie the Magician started an avalanche.
Oh, crap.
He is the avalanche. So are the Hostess Fruit Pies and Twinkie Cake.
Twinkie the Kid to the rescue.
Yahoo!
Thanks, Twinkie. Now for Hostess Fruit Pies, apple and cherry. And Twinkies.
Yummy cream filling. Real fruit filling.
You get a big delight in every bite of Hostess Fruit Pies. And Twinkies.
Yahoo!